Hey na 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 na, hey na, hey na na, hey na na, hey.
This area is so sacred. It's not really just Calhoun Square. Calhoun is on top of those burials. Mm-hmm. So it's twofold. You got the burials that are sacred that need to have commemoration, mm-hmm. and then Calhoun should not be on top of them based on who he was. So it's just been a very difficult project because there's so much emotion involved with, you know, we want to change it, but we also want to mark the commemoration underneath there. I've had a couple of choirs to march from one street to the next going in there. And when we did that, we call it Come Sunday, we realized that after we did it, it was like a homecoming, like a service for them that they never had. Mm-hmm. And the people came from everywhere, from their homes. They just kind of gave us carte blanche and using their electricity for speakers. And we kind of had an informal homecoming that they never had. Mm-hmm. But Savannah is known as the most haunted place in America, and I see why. Because we have buried on top of cemeteries of poor whites that could not go back home, and they buried them in the stranger cemetery. And then also sailors that came here, they just didn't have family. So those are the two sets of people that are buried down here. Mm-hmm. So it's a mixture of race and class. Mm-hmm. But you have a right when you come into the universe to leave here and let people know that there's a marker of where you were. There's none. So our mayor did say that after we finish with the square, we will do a commemorative marker for the entire area based on that report.
So is there any marker for the strangers?
We're going to do them. We're going to have a marker for both.
So the strangers were poor whites who couldn't afford to go back home or notify their loved ones when they're traveling here. And so they were buried in unmarked graves as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And sailors.
Sailors that came off the ships.
Mm-hmm. And then both enslaved and free populations
slave
of black
folks? Enslaved and free were buried down there until 1851. 1851 comes and the city buys the land, which is Lago South for colored burials and Lago North for white burials. The contractor is supposed to transfer all of the graves downtown to the new cemetery.
In 1851?
He did not. He only transferred 9 bodies. And so here I am with the actual information from the city, the compensation he got and everything, and he only buried 9 out of those, and the report verifies that as well. So I think the city has done a very good job of documenting their history. Now we have to get to the repair part of that. So it's there. It's a 68-page report, Negro burial grounds, stranger cemeteries, an extensive mapping of everything. And the 9 burials, you go to Lago South, and you'll see 9 unmarked graves of the slaves. They call it slave burial row. And they're sunken, and they're turned over, and it breaks my heart. We must do better to commemorate. Standing here at Calhoun Square as a descendant of a enslaved woman by the name of Princess Shelman. It brought her in on a ship, you know, down on the river in 1849 and sold her. I found out she was sold and lived over there at Shelman Bluff Plantation about 3 counties over. Here I am in this place that I want to call sacred. I think this is a sacred place and space, regardless of whether something bad or good happened here. It's sacred because I can touch this tree, and this tree represents the witness to what happened here. And so I say that, as the words of my favorite folk group, Sweet Honey in the Rock, would say in this beautiful song they call I Believe, they talk about how, I don't know how, my mama walked her trouble down. I don't know how my daddy stood his ground. I don't know how my people survived slavery. But we're standing here today because they believed. And I think what they believed in was a new day and a new opportunity, so they held on. And the fact that they held on and I'm standing here in this 21st century in this sacred place where burials are held in this beautiful city, 1748 to 1864, our people came here in bondage. This space needs to be released to heal. And so these trees, which are called live oak trees, have Spanish moss on them. I think about the women that were the doulas of the day, the midwives, you know, and how they took this moss and they washed it because it's a parasite. And if it drops to the ground and it stays down near concrete, it will die. And so they took this moss and they washed it and cut it and dried it and made a tea. Because we didn't have doctors attend to the women having babies around here in these urban plantation houses, they made a tea called long-suffering tea out of these same Spanish moss that held probably in this same square. And this moss called long-suffering tea caused the women to sip 2 to 3 weeks before they were to have the child. The midwives would say, sip in the evening after you finish work, child. And then, as soon as the baby was to come and the water broke, I'm telling you that this Spanish moss, which turned into long-suffering tea, would cause those women to have contractions, and in 2 to 3 hours, they would have the babies. And so all of this is sacred, the moss, the trees, the people, the spirit, the energy, and I'm so grateful that these trees are still standing here. So as we push toward getting this to become Susie King Taylor Square, I'm so honored that these trees will still be standing as witnesses to something far more glorified than cemetery burials with no markers. Ashe, ashe, ashe.